Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And welcome to your sports break for December 15th, where we will talk about some of the great events in sports that happen each day of the year, in particular, December 15th. And we'll preserve at least a small sampling from some of the great athletes every day based on the uniform numbers that they wore. But before we get to those uniform numbers, let's make sure that you know how to get a hold of us. We'd love to have your feedback. You can reach us at pigskindispatch@gmail.com and also follow us on Twitter at pigskindispatch. You can DM us on there as well. And, we'd love to hear from you and get the good, the bad, and the ugly from our listeners as we do each and every day. And we answer every email too, so, and DMs. So now those uniform numbers for December 15th we're going to talk about are numbers 9, 7, 31, 16, 3, and number 14. We'll start off in the year 1925 on December 15th. And it happened to be the very first hockey game played at the fine venue of Madison Square Garden in New York City. It took place on this day between the Montreal Canadiens and the New York American hockey team. It was the Canadiens that were the winners that day, 3-1 over New York. December 25th, 1959, Ballon d'Or, the Real Madrid forward number 9, Alfredo Di Stefano, won his second award for being the best football player in Europe, voted by his peers, ahead of teammate number 7, Raymond Kopa, and Juventus Welsh utility player, John Charles. 1973 on the 15th of December, it was the Tennessee Volunteers defeating the Temple Owls in the lowest scoring NCAA basketball game in history. Now listen to this. The score was 11-6 in a men's basketball league. Now, it ended up, that was the day before the shot clock and you could stall and everything else. That really wasn't that long ago that you could do these things. But the score was, Tennessee was leading 7-5 with 11 minutes and 44 seconds left in the second half. And Temple coach Don Casey sent his team into a stall mode. Yeah, they went to probably four corners where the guards spread way out, passed the ball back and forth, didn't have a 3-second or 5-second violation. And then the Owls, you know, they just tossed the ball around to Tennessee's 2-3 zone for 11 minutes and 38 seconds without losing the ball. So that's just amazing that you could have a score that low in NCAA Division I basketball. December 15th, 1980, the New York Yankees number 31, Dave Winfield, became the highest played Major League Baseball player on a 10-year, $15 million contract that he signed with the Yanks. In 1997, on the 15th of December, San Francisco 49ers retired Joe Montana's famous number 16 jersey. In 2002, on December 15th, the 68th Heisman Trophy Award was won by USC quarterback number 3, Carson Palmer. And December 15th, 2008, we had the 74th Heisman Trophy Award being handed out, and it was won by Oklahoma quarterback number 14, Sam Bradford. That's your sports history for this December 15th, your sports break that takes you away from life's problems and issues and life in general for just a few minutes each and every day. And we're sure glad that you could join it and that you spend it with us each day. We're here for you. We are simply a download away. And if you miss an episode, don't worry, you can go back and catch it. It's on your favorite podcast provider or on jerseydispatch.com. Also, our podcast, along with Pigskin Dispatch and Orville Mulligan, sports writer, are all found on sportshistorynetwork.com. They're there with almost 30 other podcasts on sports history that are sure to be a joy for anybody that loves sports. And they're all sports, all genres, all eras. lots of great guests and historians that come on here too, and just talking about some great sports history. I think you'll find that very enjoyable as well. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.